Welcome back to Uprising. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. A Pew Research poll from 2013 found that a plurality of adults, 42%, say having a mother who works part-time is ideal for a young child. One-third say having a mother who doesn't work at all is ideal. Even among women who are working mothers, only 22% said having a mother who works full-time is best for a young child, while 53% said having a mother who works part-time is ideal. The beliefs that we have about motherhood and whether stay-at-home moms are best for children are just that, beliefs. The facts actually can be quite contrary. A groundbreaking new study of 50,000 adults aged 18 to 60 in 25 nations worldwide has found that having a working mother can actually be quite good for you. Researchers with the Harvard Business School's new gender initiative found that adult daughters of mothers who worked outside the home before their daughters were 14 years old especially benefited. Today, as part of our ongoing series on the politics of parenting, we turn to one of the researchers on the study. Mayra Ruiz Castro is a researcher at the Harvard Business School. Welcome to Uprising, Mayra.
Hello, Sonali. Thanks for this invitation.
Well, first, what was the methodology of the study? Can you explain what data you obtained and from whom? I mean, 50,000 people is a massive data set.
Yeah, it is a massive data set. Well, we use data collected by International Social Survey Program from 2002 and 2012. And this is a collaboration program among more than 35 countries. So basically, what happens is research organizations, individual research organizations in these countries collect data through in-person interviews. So they go home by home collecting this data. And then a higher institution, a higher education institution in Germany collects this data, puts the data together, manages and makes the data available for research purposes. And we use data from only 24 countries in North America, Latin America, Europe, and in Asia, because that's the data, those are the countries that had data for both years, for 2002 and 2012.
So you have essentially this massive data set, people asking personal questions and asking questions about whether their mother worked and then their own sort of work environment. And you found what specifically about women who had working mothers?
Right, so this is the specific survey we use. It's on family and gender roles. So they ask many different questions regarding household dynamics, you know, who does what, who does the cleaning, who does the cooking, for example. Also, who earns the highest salaries, how they organize, and all sorts of questions regarding gender attitudes, views about divorce, for example. About homosexual relationships, so it's a very complete survey, very useful for research purposes that many researchers could use to do this sort of analysis.
And so, what did you find specifically about daughters of working mothers on their wages and on their supervisorial positions? I understand that they are actually better off than daughters of mothers who stayed at home.
That's correct. So what we found is that daughters of employed mothers are more likely to be employed themselves and are more likely to have higher salaries than daughters whose mothers stayed at home when they were 14 years or younger. Most surprisingly, well, we believe this is the most surprising finding, is that they are also more likely to be in positions where they are responsible for supervising others. That means they are more likely to occupy leadership positions.
Wow. So how significant was that? I mean, when you found that result, were you surprised by the fact that it was significant enough to show some kind of correlation? Or, you know, was it just a small blip in the data?
No, these are highly significant results. We obviously expect to see differences between countries. The study we conducted, we looked at all countries together. Nevertheless, we do control for social and economic factors in those countries. And these results, the ones I just told you about, they remain for all countries even after controlling for these factors.
Wow. So did the findings vary country by country, or were the results comparable between the 24 countries you examined?
Yeah, well, we expect the results to vary country by country. Obviously, if we consider gender attitudes, you know, that reign in that specific country, also other factors like availability and quality of childcare, the employment situation, the economic stability, those are aspects that will probably influence results in country by country. We are in that process, and we are hoping to find those results very, very soon.
And so let's talk about the correlation that you see, because of course this is a correlational study, but how do you explain these results? We might imagine, you know, and I mentioned the Pew Research Survey before, that attitudes, even among women who themselves are working mothers, many more than you might imagine believe that their children could be better off if they quit their jobs and stayed at home. How do you explain the results that kids of working moms, it seems, can turn out better?
Well, the explanation
when I say better, I mean if you measure it in wages and supervisorial positions, because those are, of course, judgmental positions we take.
Yeah. Right, that's outcomes at work, let's say.
Yeah.
Going to your first question, the explanation we are proposing here is that it's a role model effect taking place at two levels. The first level is at the level of beliefs and attitudes. So having a working or employed mother affects your gender attitudes. Your gender attitudes are more likely to be egalitarian. And there are studies, and our study also shows that there is a relationship between egalitarian gender attitudes and better outcomes at work, especially for women. So women whose gender attitudes are egalitarian or less conservative are more likely to be in leadership positions, for example. And at the other level we believe that, you know, seeing your mother working, maybe negotiating with the father, those examples affect or want to help you develop certain skills that help you later in your work life.
So a woman who might be a breadwinner in the family, or at least contributing economically, negotiating with the other parent, just sets an example to the children that are growing up. What about the issue of poverty? I mean, often when we look at how children, you know, fare, poverty seems to be a much greater marker of whether children are able to, you know, earn decent wages when they grow up than whether they have a working mother or not.
Definitely. Poverty plays a very important role. It really depends on the opportunities that children have, right? How kids turn out to be. And poverty is very likely to limit those opportunities. However, very interestingly, there are studies that show that children of working employed mothers are higher achievers and are also have less behavioral problems. And we usually think people usually think that, you know, if mom is not at home, then the kids are, you know, it's will turn out to be, drug addicts or, but this study showed that that's actually not the case. They are better off, and it's a positive aspect for them.
So we talked about the impact that having a working mother has on daughters. What about the impact that having a working mother has on men, boys, what sort of men do boys grow up to be when they have working mothers?
Well, we found that an employed mother doesn't affect the son's work outcomes. But what they do is they affect the time they invest with their families. So that's actually also a very surprising and positive outcome. Because that means that sons are more likely to spend more time taking care of their children and of their families. And that contributes, obviously, to higher gender equality, or a more equal distribution of household responsibilities.
So men who grew up with a working mother are more likely to be more present in their own families when they have them. Wow.
Right,
And
that's
is it a
correct.
significant result? Did you see a pretty significant correlation?
Yeah, all these results I'm telling you about, they all are significant.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a very surprising result.
Now, are the results of this study that you worked on consistent with other findings on working moms versus stay-at-home moms?
Well, one of the studies is what the one I just thought about, in that children of employed mothers are higher achievers and have less behavioral problems. There are other studies that also indicate that the likelihood of employment of daughters as adults is also associated with the exposed to other employed mothers. So if your friends' mothers worked when you were a child, that's also likely to affect your likelihood of employment. And that also says a lot about the role effect model, not only from your own mom, but also from the other moms you are exposed to.
So, the danger, of course, when we look at studies such as yours, is that there's a fear that it can feed into the so-called mommy wars. Many stay-at-home moms don't work because they may not be able to afford to work because childcare is just so expensive, or they can't find a job in this economy, or they genuinely just love being stay-at-home moms and actually really enjoy spending time with their kids. They see it as their calling. Are you worried that that study could feed into these sort of fears? Because we already guilt trip so many moms.
Yeah, well, what we expect that this study can achieve is, well, to reduce the level of guilty that mothers who work feel when they leave their children to go to work, right? They should be doing this knowing that they are not in the lives of their children, and all the contrary, they are benefiting them, their daughters at work and their sons at home, which will also benefit their own families, right? And we are not advocating that, you know, that all women should work, but what it's important is to allow children to be exposed to different, you know, different type of people who make different decisions. It might be that your mother once decides to stay home, and that's perfectly fine. But it's also important that those children have exposure to different family arrangements, right? To
Right, maybe they have a
different
friend
families.
who has a working mother. And what
Right.
about fathers who are stay-at-home dads? In this new economy, there are more and more dads who are staying at home, taking care of the kids through choice or by necessity. Is there any research on stay-at-home dads versus working dads and how their kids turn out?
Well, there is increasingly more research, for example, from Boston College on dads, and they do wonderful research too. I'm not sure there is research analyzing the effect of this on sons, and certainly would be difficult, I believe, to do a similar study, you know, at a large scale,
Right.
cross-nationally, because you won't find many cases, especially in conservative countries where it's very rare that fathers stay home.
And I'm also wondering what the implications of this study, at least the aspect that focuses on the US, has on the US economy as a whole. I mean, overall, Americans tend to be far too overworked to begin with. And I personally think we're all better off, including our kids, if we all just worked a little bit less. But that's just my
Yeah.
impression. What do you think?
Well, you know, coming from Mexico and having lived in Germany, I totally agree with you that people work very long hours here. You know, in Germany, people leave their work at 5 to go to their families or to go walking or exercise or something like that. So it's very different in that regard. I mean, the study does and imply that you know, we all should be working long hours or even full time. Something that it's important to note is that we don't know whether their mother worked full time or part time, or if they worked, you know, for the 14 years we covered, or only for 2 years. The question was whether your mother worked before you were 14 years old, 1 year or longer. So this is not a matter of working long hours.
It's not as though the more that mothers work, the better their kids turn out. It's not a quantity issue, it's a quality issue.
Right, that's correct. And I'm so glad you raised that point, because it could have been that the mother worked full-time, part-time, as a choice or as a necessity, and the effects are this.
Well, I certainly appreciate the idea of lessening the guilt on working moms, being a working mom myself. And I want to thank you so much, Mayra, for joining us today, and best of luck to you with all your research.
Thank you, Sonali, for this invitation. Thank you.
My guest is Mayra Ruiz Castro. She's a researcher at the Harvard Business School, and her study is essentially looking at the outcomes that working mothers have on their children, both on daughters and on sons. And it's part of our series on the politics of parenting. All of our stories in that series can be found at our website, uprisingwithsonali.com.